Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our good friend Giovanni Cortolo is back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Giovanni Cortolo, is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And whether you know it or not, he's your good friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Sorry for jumping in there. But I've listened to your show. Even just to listen to the music, I tell you, that song invigorates me. And how you get the songs that kind of engender the spirit of small business, I don't know. But that's an excellent opening.
You're right about that. If there's anybody in the marketplace that's rocky, it's small business, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, they wake up every day and put those gloves on. Sometimes they forget to put the gloves on, too, though.
Well, yeah. The other people take the gloves off is what the problem is. speaking of which, we've got this 800-pound gorilla or elephant or whatever you want to call it in the middle of our living room right now, called the government shutdown. And I'd like for you to share your thoughts on what do you think this means is meaning? How is it manifesting out on Main Street? What do you think is happening because of the government shutdown?
Well, it's certainly impacting small business in many ways, but certainly their optimism to the future, the economy, they're certainly putting a lot of people in jeopardy in the sense of whether they're going to hire. I think small businesses look toward the future as to how to make plans and how to really make long-term decisions rather than in the short run. Certainly, the shutdown impacts some of the small businesses very directly if you're in government contracting.
Well, yeah, if you're a contractor and there's certain states, I saw a stack ranking the other day of states that are being hurt by sequester and the government shutdown, and Virginia clearly was number one because they've got so many government contracts up there.
Sure, and all of that's on hold, and we really hope for those businesses that this is a short run. We'd love to see some resolution, but certainly the bigger picture is what's being debated, and that's Obamacare, the entitlements, our fiscal responsibility to the nation today, and our grandkids, and that's something I know small businesses understand intimately.
And I want to talk about those topics in the following segments. But before we go there, what I want to ask you is, do you think with all the kabuki theater that we're having now year after year with Congress and the administration, do you think that Main Street is starting to say, whatever, you know, I mean, most small businesses are not directly connected to government. And do you think small businesses are starting to say, you know what, I don't want to pay attention to that. Those guys are dysfunctional. They're not leaders. They're not doing they're not running their business the way I run my business. I've got to pay my bills. I'm just going to continue to march. I'm going to work around those guys. I'm not even going to regard them in what they're doing. Do you think people are starting to do that more? Maybe Washington is becoming a little less consequential in our lives?
I agree 100%, especially with the majority of small businesses. They look at Congress and they just throw their, not just Congress, but
Washington,
all lawmakers.
The political class.
Yes, the political class throw their arms up in the air and say, look, I can better direct my attention to building my business. And that has a good effect and a bad effect in a sense that we do see some apathy in small business when it comes to joining together and trying to affect change on Capitol Hill. And that's something not just with the chamber, but all small business organizations. And I've talked about this often. Small businesses can get their political fix through 24-hour cable network news,
yeah.
And they can also go on the internet. But really, to affect change, you need to be involved. You need to be involved in the process.
Well, that's right. But I'll tell you, Giovanni. if we spend too much time out here on Main Street focusing on the unbelievable dysfunction in Washington on both sides, then I mean it affects the way we think, the way we live. I mean, we've almost got to say, you know what? Whether those guys work it out or whether they don't, it's probably not going to change my business that much. And I'm gonna, you know, I'm just gonna go to work. But I do agree with you that we've got to try to find the people to go to Washington that will work for Main Street.
And that's, you're right, Jim. Lately, it's been legislation through crisis rather than compromise.
Yeah. And that's not leadership, is it? And that's not how we operate out here on Main Street. When we come back, Giovanni's got some great reports on some of the things that are at issue right now. He's going to talk to us about that after these messages. Giovanni Cortolo is with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.